Over the summer, the governor convened a higher education summit in August, and one of the initiatives that he charged us with carrying out is a review of all low enrollment academic programs at the public colleges and universities. So there was an existing threshold in Missouri in our board's public policy about how many graduates a particular academic program has had over the past few years. And if it was below a certain threshold, that we would review that program and see if there was a compelling reason to keep it, if it could be consolidated, combined, or eliminated, that our board could recommend. So we've undertaken that process. Where it is right now is we've identified all of those programs at all the public institutions. We've shared that list of programs with all the schools and have gotten their responses back as far as how they would propose those programs be dealt with. There are many of them that where we've gone had to go back to the schools to ask for further documentation of their rationale or further information as far as details about how they might consolidate or how they might combine with another program. We owe a final report to the governor on that in early February. Our board will approve that report, hopefully, at its February meeting, and then we'll pass it on to the governor. So that's been a very robust process. I've been pleasantly surprised by the cooperative and energetic participation of the institutions. I think part of that is because I think these kinds of reviews are undertaken on a regular basis by our institutions, but having this third party kind of pushing down, saying you all need to do this, it kind of gets the whole campus in the same mode of thinking, and I think that kind of cooperative spirit kind of permeated some of the campuses, and it made a much more productive process. I mean, several schools went ahead and identified more programs than even we had looked at that said they wanted to consider possibly eliminating them. So we'll have that full report in early February, and we'll pass it on to the governor and to the General Assembly as well at that point.
Mayor Cunningham?
Has it been considered to do some of those programs virtually? In other words, do internet courses, maybe share from one college to another one, rather than just totally closing them down? Because even though, I mean, one of the advantages of virtual classes is that you can have very few students and still deliver it very inexpensively.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the, in some respects, that's what our role is as a coordinating agency, is that, you know, for example, there might be French has come up somewhat regularly across many institutions as being a program that doesn't produce many graduates. Doesn't mean that it's not an important program. There's lots of important places in the world that have French-rooted languages that it's important. If we're going to teach our kids to be citizens of the world in a global-focused, global economy, we need, you know, people who understand French. So part of our role, I think, would be we can't have everyone eliminate French if it's a low-producing program. And certainly that's an option when I talk about we're going to consolidate programs or we're going to find some other method of delivering them, is that, you know, there, just like you're saying, there might be, you know, a professor at University of Missouri, for example, who's going to operate French, and students at other institutions can sign up online and take that class there. I also want to mention at the same time, one of the other initiatives to come out of the governor's summit from this summer was a course redesign concept that's been pioneered by some of the national leaders in education that we're going to implement at least on a pilot level in Missouri, whereas basically you take many of your largest common classes, so like, for example, your introductory English comp or college algebra or something like that, and you would transform that from a lecture to a student format into more of an on-site yet online format where students will learn at their own pace, and the professor is there simply to assist the students who are having difficulty, as opposed to trying to manage all the students at once. And that really is a way to leverage technology to teach more students with fewer resources. So certainly movement into the online atmosphere, students enrolling either in a blended fashion, some on campus, some online, or 100% online, It's really growing at all types of higher education institutions in Missouri.
Are you all using any virtual classes for your remedial? Because I know remedial is going up at colleges, and if we can save some money there, particularly for parents who are kind of paying double, they've already been in high school and had preparation, and now they're paying for those courses again. Do we do virtual in any of those?
I'm not sure how much of our remedial developmental coursework is done in a virtual fashion, but I can get some information on that for you.
In this process of reviewing the programs of study that you may eliminate, will your committee come up with an estimate of the impact it will have on the student population? Will you suggest to all, you know, the decline in enrollment that may occur as a result of eliminating certain programs?
Well, you know, there's certainly, it has been a numbers exercise in the sense that we know how many students have graduated in particular years or the past 3 years for each of these programs. First of all, our board can't recommend that a program, we can recommend that a program be closed. We can't
implement
that. That's up to a local governing board to do that. I think our hope would be that there would not be any loss of enrollment, because you're going to teach out whatever students might be in that pipeline. So again, for example, if the University of Missouri decided it was no longer going to offer a major in French, mm-hmm. they would maintain the program. For example, if there are sophomore French majors,
right,
they would teach through
the
program.
Not just looking for short term, you're looking for intermediate and long term savings.
Right.
So to the extent that we eliminate many number of programs, if we lose a corresponding like amount of students to other institutions, then I think to be complete in your cost savings analysis, it'd be important that we may have a projection of lost enrollment. So if we were to save X millions of dollars by eliminating programs on one hand, on the other hand, we may lose X millions of dollars due to not having those programs of study to offer and having students seek them outside of our system.
Sure. The only thing that I would interject there is that this, we were not charged to make this about saving money. We were charged to make this about focusing institutional missions, mm-hmm. and as Senator Cunningham was talking about, making the whole enterprise run more efficiently. Mm-hmm. We were not asked to find out how much we're going to save, find out how much is being spent.
I understand. So maybe it's something for the reboot committee then.
Right. Well, maybe that's the next step. You know, maybe we present this report to the governor.
Right.
And institutions are deciding how they're going to implement, you know, whatever findings there are. Maybe at that point we can say, let's start documenting the financial impact of this, and that would certainly be a component if we've lost.
I appreciate your charge, but I would suggest that the reason that you've been asked to do what you're doing is centers around cost savings.
Could be, yep.
Desi talked about the standards as far as administrators and things like that. We don't really have that in higher education. Do you see something like that being a byproduct of this academic review process?
Are you talking about like the credentials, teaching credentials?
No, more as far as ratios, as far as no more than based on.
I think that's kind of, I mean, in this environment, it's kind of going the opposite direction. I mean, you know, when we talk about doing online classes, we're talking about doing the course redesign where I mentioned that we're, you know, teaching students more at their own pace with a professor that's more like a monitor as opposed to a lecturer. You're talking there about moving towards a higher student teacher ratio, if that's what you're getting at. You know, I think that's what in higher education, when we think about how are we going to leverage technology, you know, one, we're interested in improving student learning. And secondly, when we talk about efficiency, we're talking about teaching more students with fewer personnel, because that's where you save money at a college or university is on personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people see technology as the key to the efficiency of teaching larger classes with fewer staff while not negatively impacting and in some cases improving student learning.
Mm-hmm.